It hurts so good. Gotta empty these teats. Move!
Move over and empty these teats. It's Teat BC podcast, everybody. I don't know what number it is because they're all out of whack, but this one comes out soon. My name is Patrick. I'm a guy on this show.
My name is Nick. I'm a man too. I got nothing.
That's good.
And I'm Tristan. I'm here too.
Always third, never turd. Honk if you're horny. Hey boys, Nick. This is gonna be a weird one.
Yeah, it sounds like we're all not feeling great.
We're all hanging out with each other because this is the one joy that we can do that doesn't involve us. Minimal effort, maximum output.
I'm just tired. Y'all got real problems.
Nah, man, how's your COVID? You had COVID last week. Tell us about that.
I thought I had COVID, but I got tested and it wasn't. But fuck, it must have been the flu. The crazy thing though is it only lasted for like seriously 24 hours. Like the first day I got home and like I was shaking. I had the chills so bad. I felt awful, like absolutely awful. And then the next morning I was like 25% of what I was the day before. Like I felt puny, but not terrible. And then the day after that, it was fine. Oh. I've never had the flu that quickly before, but
you just catch a bug.
They call them 48 hour bugs. You never had one?
No, I mean, I've had like 24 hour colds and shit, but I've never had the flu. Normally when I have the flu, it lasts like 5 days. Five.
I guess you're just
long,
stronger.
Horny days. Maybe I am stronger now.
Dude, being sick and horny is the absolute worst. Like being horny and having the sniffles.
Come over here and sit on this.
Like trying to like kiss and then be like. Like there's been times where like I've had like some allergy issues and Emily's like, hey, and I'm like, I'm here if you want. If you want, we can. Just still kiss me. Hey, can I go ahead and get something out of the way, guys?
Get it.
I shit my pants this morning.
You shitted?
We've talked about this, so it was full on out of the underwear?
No. Just in full out into the underwear. Luckily, I was wearing like my gym shorts, so they're like sports.
So
drip out.
Okay, so it was out of your cheeks. I mean,
what kind of load are we talking here?
We're talking brownie batter, boys.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you just got to dump out, man.
Sometimes you just fucking wake up and you're like, I got to pee, and then when you get up, you're like, what the fuck? And then you're
that's
just like
doo doo.
That's dookie, boy. There's dookie.
Wait,
in my underwear.
So
I slept through it. I didn't wake up. I shit my pants in my sleep. Yeah, I shit my pants in my sleep. Yeah. Let's add some context here. It's not just a normal Friday.
No.
Okay.
Listeners, write in.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
No, tell us what happened.
So I have an infection in my head.
And it spread to your butt.
They're hoping it's an ear infection, because if not, it could be an infection somewhere in my blood or my jaw blood. Or behind or somewhere in my sinuses because of where the pain is. So I've got an appointment with the dentist next week, but I went to the ER on Monday. And Tristan, I know you're making faces. Let me explain. So I went in thinking I had an ear infection. And they looked in my ear and they were like, your ear is fine. If there's an infection, it's deep in there. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, bear with me. I'm going to try something. And she goes, if this is what I think it is, this is going to hurt very bad. And I was like,
great.
I was like, awesome. So she put a glove on and she's like, go ahead and open your mouth. And I was like, okay. So open my mouth. And then she like rubbed her finger across my gum to the very back. and then pushed up just a little bit. And I like jolted, like I moved up out of the sea, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like it was probably next to a root canal, which is the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. Like it was like second to that. And like, I jolted up and she goes, yeah, okay, cool.
So you got a bone infection.
She's like, you could have a bone infection.
Fuck, man.
And I was like, good. She goes, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get you on some strong. We're going to get you on a heavy dose of amoxicillin. We're going to get you on some painkillers. And then you're going to go to the dentist and have them do x-rays. And I was like, okay. And she goes, and here's why. If I do the x-rays now, I'm just going to give you the amoxicillin and then send you to the dentist. So let's just go ahead and get the pain out of the way. And then you make the dentist appointment, because if I do an x-ray, I'm just going to tell you to go to the dentist.
And then they're going to do one anyway.
Yeah, they're going to do one anyway. So that was Monday. And I started taking the amoxicillin and the Neprosin and like the nausea medicine. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and felt okay. Felt all right. You know, just, it sucks, but like I've had to do amoxicillin before. So like, I know antibiotics just fuck with me because of my, gastro stuff that I have. And then, late Thursday night, I just started feeling horrible. Like I started having every symptom of food poisoning I've ever had, but like I wasn't shitting, I was just puking. I couldn't keep anything down, which is not typical of food poisoning. With food poisoning, it's get it out both ways, everything's out. So yesterday was just unbearable, and I finally just went to the ER and sat there for like 6 hours, and turns out it was just a flare-up from my gastritis, and they don't think that it's related to the amoxicillin or the Neprosin, that it's just a flare-up. So they gave me a goopy drink, took a bunch of blood, which every fucking time they take blood and I tell them I fucking hate needles, they're like, but you got all these tats, boy. You got all these tats, boy. I'm like, it's not the fucking same. So now I'm on a heavier anti-nausea medication, which I don't know if you can tell by my face, just makes me look sleepy as shit.
So it doesn't make you sleepy, it just makes you look sleepy?
I took it this morning because I had, my head was kind of swimming. So I took it and I slept for about 2.5 hours, which sucks because I go on vacation tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to be in a car tomorrow for like 8 hours. Yeah, then I'm going to a theme park on Monday and Tuesday.
What, where are you going?
Universal Studios, boy.
Is the theme now.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, so I'm trying to like crash course a rehab today, which sucks because I have like a shit ton of stuff to do because I couldn't do it yesterday.
What are you going to do? Do you have like a plan, an escape plan?
Yeah, the plan is if the hotel's right next to the theme park, and if I go and I'm not feeling it, Emily's like, you can just go back to the room. I was like,
well, that's nice.
Well, her brother and his fiance are going too, so she's not going by herself. But like yesterday, she was like, "Are you going to be able to go?" And I was like, "I can make the trip in the car. I can sleep anywhere."
Her brother's going.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Now, yeah. Was she asking out of concern for you or out of concern for her trip?
Hey, man, 60-40. You pick them. You know what I mean? Yeah, but yesterday in the ER, the doctor was like, yeah, you'll probably feel better about 72 hours. And I was like, it's not going to work, dude. I need something quick. And he's like, all right, I'm going to give you this. He's like, I'm going to give you this drink. It's going to taste horrible. And I was like, okay. He's like, we give this to people who are just like, who are just petrified of needles and won't take an IV. He's like, it won't make you feel better immediately, but you'll notice almost like something switch, like when it starts to work. I don't know what it was. It was just some like good, he like poured some gel into like a big old water bottle. And it was, have you guys ever drank Epsom salt before?
No.
Okay.
Gargled with it.
Yeah. Well, I've drank that a couple
times. Drink it, it'll make you go crazy.
You drank it?
Yeah. It'll make you shit. Remember guys, there was like times in my life where I was going 2 weeks without pooping.
I've heard it'll make you shit the bed.
Well, I didn't do it last night, but last night it was an embarrassing amount of shit was in my pants.
Well, I mean, if that had been me, it would have been in the bed because I sleep naked. So,
ladies and gentlemen, woo!
We've talked about
hell that. Yeah,
hell yeah, we have.
We're talking about it again.
I'm getting hard.
I don't know. I mean, I toss and turn, so anything that I'm wearing is just going to get like, it's going to like start wrapping around and like wrapping getting shifted.
What are you talking
you
about?
You toss and turn and your dick
toss and turn, it shifts your clothes.
Yeah, but that's why I wear like, I wear briefs.
I wear nothing, so I don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, but when I wear briefs, nothing gets, I'd be afraid I'd like roll over on my balls or something.
That what?
Yeah, dude, I've been sitting on my nuts a lot. I'm getting old, dude.
It does happen.
But
no, I'm talking about why would wearing underwear protect you from that as opposed to just not
because it keeps them up.
You know what it would protect you from is shit in the bed.
Yeah, man, you gotta start wearing underwear. You end up shit in your bed.
The only thing protecting you from a shitty bed is a piece of cloth. Did you get shit in the bed?
No. I was wearing my workout shorts, so it got
stuck.
Your
sickness went from your ear to your rear.
Dude, who knows?
That's why I don't wear thongs to bed.
It'll just cut the turd in half. And then you got two turds.
Exactly. Now you got two shits. Turds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got double the turd. Increase your risk.
Double the turd.
Shitty bed.
Yeah. Two times less fun.
Cut one head, two grow in its place. Yeah.
Sleep with one head open. That's not the words.
It's like a Hydra turtle head. There's something there.
Turtle.
Just to make it funny.
You said turtle.
Yeah, like turtle head, like a.
Mm-hmm.
But no, turtle like, head's not out of the butt, so never.
But no, like yeah, but no, I mean like a turd, a turtle.
Edit that out.
Nick, did you just say that a turtle doesn't stick its head out of its butt?
No, I said a turtle head is what they call it whenever you're gonna shit, like touching cloth, like when you got it poking out.
Prairie dogging.
Yeah, that's ground. Yeah.
Peek-a-poo.
Peek-a-poo.
It's my favorite shitty mon.
Rat race introducing me to that one. Prairie dogging.
John Lovitz.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks.
I'm sure that movie does not hold up.
Rat race?
Mm-hmm. But
I was just talking about this movie the other day with Jeremy.
Because it's such a forgettable movie. Like if it was
obviously
such a,
not.
But like a
I saw it and I don't remember
a point in time type of movie where it's just peak 2000s. And when I had been watching it, I could not stop laughing.
Yeah, it's great. Let's put it on.
Let's just watch it.
Nice to show this. We're just gonna watch the movie Rat Race together.
So we can
no commentary.
Nope.
Listen to Baha Men.
I'm going
to
mute you guys
sing the Rat Race song. And then watch Smash Mouth at the end. Because Smash
Fuck
Mouth
yeah,
was like everything.
RIP Smash Mouth.
I'm winning.
What was that John Lovitz line from The Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
No, that's the critic. He's like, he's losing his mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits. Man, I feel like shit.
I feel great.
That's awesome. Man. I'm happy for it.
That's not true.
I appreciate you coming on. You didn't, again, you didn't have to do that. I feel bad.
We're friends.
I feel bad because I feel like I directly pressured you.
Ah, it's okay. We're friends.
Well,
trust me, if I didn't want to do something, I wouldn't do it. I think you two are proof of that. You guys, there's no doubt that if Patrick doesn't want to do something, it's not getting done.
Fair enough.
We're the pudding to your proof.
What?
Patrick's had enough pudding.
Oh, dude. It's fucking... I wish I could shit. It's not. I'm like, that. What just happened in there was just water, which sucks because then I'm going to get dehydrated again. Can we stop talking about my poop?
Hey, man.
It's been 10 years, motherfucker.
I want to talk about that guy with his young dick.
Well, let's just cover why.
Oh, my God. Yes. Fuck yes.
forcing you to.
You're not forcing me to record. It's Saturday and we're recording, Tristan.
Well,
I'm so sorry. I hate that I just did that.
Burp?
Yeah. You guys know
we just talked about your shit for 15 minutes. I think
we talked about this before. I don't think farts are gross as burps because farts are closer to your stomach. A burp has to go through all of your body. That's so much grosser.
That's not true, though. There's a lot more distance.
I love that I'm on a show with not scientists and doctors, and they're trying to tell me how the body works.
Patrick, the large
at your ass.
I don't know that it doesn't.
You know what happens after your stomach? Your large and small intestine.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I do.
I'm so sick. That's my biggest pet peeve as I've gotten older is everybody thinks they got some kind of working man's knowledge of the human body. Just like when someone's like, you ain't never had my steak. It's like, shut up. If you were known for steak, you'd be a steak guy. If you were known for the body, you'd be a doctor. That's the name of the episode. You'd be a doctor.
You're saying that it's closer from your stomach or further from your stomach to your mouth.
What?
And that's.
Yeah, it's got farther travel.
Why is a burp grosser?
It's got to go farther through your body. It's got to go from your stomach all the way up to your mouth. And that's got all the gross inside. It's got to pass all the boogers you suck down. It's got to pass your lungs, your heart that's full of different oils. And you got to smell it.
Patrick, your large and small intestine come after the stomach.
What?
Your large and small intestine come after the stomach.
Yeah, yeah, but like it's closer to your butthole though.
But that's where the guts is.
Yeah.
And those are
is really, my butthole really, closer really, to my really stomach long. On my body, yes or no?
No.
Is the baby under the guts?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, fuck.
Tristan, you're telling me that if you got a ruler and you measured from your stomach to your butthole, that distance is shorter or that distance is longer than from your belly to your fucking mouth?
In terms of the
what are you, 3 feet tall?
Oh, yeah.
What are
you,
in terms of the tubage that it has to go through to make it out, yes.
It's like long enough to wrap around the planet.
That's horse shit.
Look
Hold
it
on,
up.
I'll tell you.
No, because I know that's wrong. I'm not even looking it up. I'm not going to waste my wrong. Time.
I do my own research.
Oh, I know you do.
I mean, I don't do any research.
Runs in the family on your side, I guess, Tristan.
I just know. I don't know what that means.
So that was a jab at your mom and the flat earth.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, so about 22 feet.
For the long intestine?
Both.
I thought it was longer than that.
Yeah, see, yeah, now
we're thinking, he was thinking about the vascular structure.
No, I was joking about it going around the planet, but okay.
No, well, all the veins and stuff, I think, would. All the veins and capillaries and stuff in your body.
Oh, here we go. Tristan MD.
All right, so 25 feet. Small intestine is about 20 feet, and large intestine is about 5 feet long.
If that was true, they would have done it, Tristan.
They would have done what?
They would have taken somebody and unspooled him.
Absolutely, they would have, because that's what science is. You have to. You have to do that. So that's conjecture. However, do you remember when John did the dick math to the moon?
What was it?
He took the population of men on Earth. Okay, this was like 10 years ago. He got the population of men on Earth by the average dick size of the men on Earth and wanted to know if you put all those dicks dick to tip, if they could go to the moon. They could go to the moon and about a fourth of the way back.
Why tip to tip?
No, like just length of the dick. Like
should do butts to nuts.
Okay. We just went by the average. He went by the average inch.
Because then
population. Yeah.
Average based on which country?
Just universal average.
The global range.
Oh, I'm sure if you've done it by like region.
Just one average for the whole planet.
What I'm getting at.
Can this down to one number.
Some dicks is bigger than others.
That's why they average them, though.
Yeah.
The closer to the, but it's such a broad range.
I know
if you're including the outliers.
Colors, tastes, girths.
You're not giving them the same amount. You're not giving them the appropriate amount of weight. You might have 10 guys with
Oh shit, we didn't even think about weight, Patrick.
No, we didn't. Well, that's okay, because weight, there's no weight in space, so it doesn't really play as a factor.
I'm talking about the, it should be, you should measure it on a bell curve, not
do
just
you think your dick gets heavier when it gets hard?
Yes, because it has more blood in it.
Okay, that is a question.
It has more oils.
Sorry, I'm not a doctor. You might want to look it up. I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to weigh my dick because I'm afraid I'd be bummed out. I'm like, I got a 3 ounce dick. Fucking lame. That dick weighs 3 ounces. This dick sucks. If I could get 4 ounces, then I could say I have a quarter pound dick, and that'd be kind of cool. But
I mean, if you throw your sack on the scale, then maybe.
Not mine.
What?
I'm all steak, no potatoes, boy. We talked about this. I got little nuts.
Then why are you at risk of rolling over in your sleep on your nuts?
Because they're long.
Oh.
They're little, but they're long.
So it's like an empty sock.
Absolutely it is.
That's hilarious.
It sucks. My body sucks. Inside. Outside is pretty good. Looking pretty good. And especially after I fucking get rid of the... Especially after fucking 2 to 3 days of being dehydrated, I'm going to look cut as fuck.
Inside peanut butter, outside jelly.
So you could have like a fleshy strand of toilet paper coming out of your shorts or something.
Yeah, my balls look like a spider's eggs. Well, there's only 2 eggs in it.
Did you know that when you die, your penis loses 21 grams of weight?
Is that like a final cum?
Just it's so the you know final calm down.
It's a good joke.
I've heard that you've lost weight or like things shift and stuff, but I don't remember the penis specifically.
Like in the 1800s or some shit, there was a guy that did a study.
If that doesn't, that sounds like the start of something made up.
What?
In the 1800s or some shit.
Yeah, the guy measured, he wanted to figure out how much the soul weighed. And so he measured, it was a poorly done study, obviously.
No.
Because everyone knows the soul weighs 15 grams. But
that's right.
And he determined 21 grams. And so the joke is that your soul's in your dick.
Hmm.
Fuck me, I guess.
Not with your soulless dick, I won't.
60,000 miles of vasculature in your body. So,
man, why are you even trying to pretend like you know what that word means?
Because I know what words mean. You have 60,000 miles of vein in your body.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, man. Thanks for talking to me like a normal person, you know, like you are, and not a doctor with your vascularity. What would you call it? Vasculation?
Vasculature.
Sounds like a statue made of vases.
Yeah, words sound similar sometimes. I don't know.
Sometimes they do.
I don't know what you want me to say. I'm saying that might have been what Nick was thinking of when he was talking about wrapping around the world, is that your veins do.
No, I was joking. It's like a bit I do where I take a fact about something else, get it wrong, and then apply it to something similar.
Emily calls those pat facts. She gets real mad now that I've been reading lots of books. So I'm smart as fuck and I have actual things to say. And she said a lot of my stuff was made up, and then we went to a museum and I was reaffirmed by professionals. And I was like, take that.
About what specifically?
Oh man, Native American first generation people and their plight in the Southeast.
I think you mean Pacifically, but
you're right. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? She didn't think they had it rough?
No, she didn't believe she was like, why don't they just pull themselves up from their moccasin straps and get over it?
It's overblown.
No, she was just kind of, she didn't understand, like, I was drawing comparisons to, like, what's going on in, I do not want to get into it, but, like, the Israel-Palestine stuff, I was comparing that to, like,
You got into it.
Yeah, I know. With what happened to the first generation people, especially, like, in the Southeast and the Midwest. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of, like, exactly the same thing. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, I just told her a bunch of stuff. And she's like, I don't know. And then we went to a museum and I was like.
Now, you didn't make the museum, right?
No. It was the field. It was the museum in St. Louis, which was a cooler museum than the fucking field museum in Chicago.
You didn't slap something together in her garage or something?
No, I didn't make her walk through a series of dioramas I had made. Like those threefold whiteboards and just being like, Indians, tough, question mark? Man, I know I keep shitting on it, but like that field museum, if I go to a museum and it says replica, I'm upset.
Why?
Because a museum shouldn't have a replica. That's a gift.
You
want
to see the real thing.
Yeah, that's why you go to a museum. Nick, hear me out. Nick, am I wrong on that?
What?
Like there's some things that are some things are not practical to have the real thing of.
I understand that.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, but I'm disappointed when I go to a museum and they're like, this is a replica. And I was like, I fucking what? I want to see the real thing.
Something that like kind of is a little bit there is like when I go and they have dinosaur bones and part of them are fake.
Oh man, do you want to know an interesting thing about that, Nick? That's because they've almost never discovered a dinosaur skeleton intact.
It's because they're something the Jews buried.
It's got a lot of bones. She's got a lot of bones.
So many bones.
No, I want to go.
If you died right now and we stripped you down, I'd probably still lose a bone right now.
Oh well, if you strip me down, could I be the first person to test your hypothesis where my veins go around the world or whatever it is? You did.
Yeah, let's make no bones about it.
That's the name of the episode. Put it in the text.
You just make sure to either have Nick or someone hold one end or pin it down, and then you got to go all the way around the world in a straight line.
How you do it?
Crumble for me.
I bet you won't even get out of this county with this fucking nonsense.
Probably because I'm holding the veins of somebody.
Yeah. Good luck. That's why I don't like those kinds of facts. When they say that shit, I'm like, fucking, how'd you even prove that?
Because they can measure how long your veins are.
I don't want to be a science.
Extrapolate
that.
That
sounds made up.
And then you can apply that amount of distance to other common things like,
oh great, now we're all mathematicians.
To like
an inch. Oh, I see.
Yeah, the size of the world, or how far to the moon, or like how long is a mile?
Patrick, there's really no difference between
you shut up
finding the history of Native Americans interesting and finding physiology interesting. It's not.
Oh, I'm not arguing that. That's not my argument. My argument is that the world at large,
secret knowledge.
The world at large. Now, everybody's fucking got like, oh, have you tried this? Have you done that? Have you done this? And I understand that a lot of that is based on
experience. So this isn't about us.
No. Yeah. No, you guys. It's almost never about you guys. It's almost always about my peeves with the world at large. Dead ass. You know what I mean?
someone is offering you a new age solution for something?
Oh, yeah. No, when they do, I'm just like, man, fucking shut up. If your rocks work, they'd give me rocks at the hospital. Shut up.
What? Somebody offered you some pseudoscience shit?
I mean, it's Alabama, so. That in prayer.
Did they offer, what is it, homotherapy?
Yeah, it's homotherapy. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Speaking of pseudoscience, I meant homeopathy. Speaking of pseudoscience.
I wish you hadn't walked that back.
Edit that out.
Nope.
I was reading about, and when I say reading about, listening to a video I was reading on YouTube the other day about digging in a little bit more about chiropractic. I forget what they call it. It's fucking, it's dumb.
Yeah, the guy got arrested.
They're always getting arrested. What's
no,
the
guy
one?
Who like invented it like got arrested for like fraud.
Oh yeah, for fraud. Yeah,
because it's not a real thing that works.
I don't want to get into it. Never mind.
Hey, I have a question for you.
It pisses me off.
It's kind of relevant to what you're talking about. Chaz hit me up. Chaz, friend of the show. Good friend of everybody here. Chaz.
Good friend of the world.
Good friend. But no, that's not true.
Let's not talk about the world. Patrick is really upset when we talk about the global scale.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just covered in veins.
Yeah.
Just covered head to toe in veins.
Right. Yeah. You're going to fit all these veins into a pair of 32-32s? Shut up. What I was going to say was, Chaz messaged me and asked me a question. If someone listens to an audiobook, does that count as reading the book?
No.
Here's my thought.
We don't have another word for it, really.
Right, is the Paralympics the Olympics?
Reading is an act that you do. That's
if you're capable of reading.
Right.
In that case, you don't read. So
yeah. I said I wouldn't call it, me personally, I wouldn't say I read that book. I would go, hey, I listened to that book. That's what I would say, because that's what I had done. I was like, however, if that is how you intake information and you're doing that and you're getting something out of it, then by all means do it. Don't not do that.
Yeah, but, I'm not knocking it.
Oh, just no, not at all.
By the definition of the word, you're not reading.
Right.
Reading is a thing.
Fundamental.
It's an active process between your eyes and your brain. And listening is something different.
Nick, what say you?
Is it the same thing? No, obviously not. There are two different acts. But if you're actively listening, it can accomplish the same goal.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
And in order to avoid like sidetracking the conversation, unless it's with another person who I know listens to audiobooks, I would just say read. Or if it's someone I want to impress, I would just say that's a joke, but I would just say read. You know what I mean? But like, I've got a couple buddies that regularly listen to audiobooks, and I would mention it. I would say audiobooks specifically because they might be interested. But right.
I would just say that I listen to this because I have a thing about interpretations of lies, and I would feel like that's a lie if I said I read it.
Did you read it, you dirty fucking liar?
I mean, yeah, that would be the conversation in my head to myself. So I'd be like, I listened to this.
I equate it to having a documentary on in the other room.
What's that?
Like watching a documentary, but it's going on in the other room. It's like you're still taking in the information.
You can be actively listening to it. You can actually, like, that could be the only thing that you're doing, is just having someone tell you a bedtime story and like listening to this audiobook. But so it's not
the
like
verb is technically inaccurate, right?
Yeah,
but it's not like, it doesn't have to be like a podcast you have on while you're driving or something. Like you can still be actively listening.
I don't know how anybody can listen to an audiobook while they're driving. That would
no what way.
Why
I don't
why?
I don't know I don't know I don't know
it's a driving is generally driving is a pretty automatic process. You just, it's very pretty passive.
Oh, you guys have never seen me in a car.
Oh yeah, well, you got a Tesla, so
no, I'm terrified of driving. I don't have a Tesla. What the fuck,
Tristan?
Take that away from me. Wait, did you get a Tesla, Tristan? I thought that was
absolutely not.
Oh, I thought you got a Honduras enchilada.
I got a Hyundai.
Hyundai. Is it a Hyundai Elantra?
Should have bought a Hyundai.
Yeah,
it's a Hyundai Elantra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hyundai.
Dude. You drive a Hyundai, a Honduran enchilada. Good for you, dude. It's really nice.
It's awesome. It's pretty.
Yeah, dude. It's got rims and shit.
Drive it here.
It's,
never.
Yeah,
will.
Finally got a new car.
Drive it.
Finally got a new car. The other one was just crapping out all the time, which is unfortunate. It was a good car.
Have you gone cruising yet?
I mean, I've driven around, but
it's not what I meant.
Okay, pipe down. Jesus, man. No, I didn't go cruising. What the fuck is? Why would I go cruising? I go places with a purpose.
Cruising means going out driving to meet people.
I know what cruising means.
Oh, okay. Why were you offended by that?
I go places with a purpose. I don't.
The boy don't cruise.
I don't just drive around. What a waste.
And that's fair. Have you seen these gas prices? Thanks, Obama.
Are they
miss
high?
Me yet, Joe Biden? You guys seen those yet? The stickers.
What is it?
People were putting stickers of Joe Biden with a speech bubble that said "I did that," and they were putting that on gas pumps.
Yeah,
I saw them in North Carolina, Virginia, and they were all over here.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with 4 years ago borrowing like $1 billion from China and then saying, "Look how good the economy is."
Who's president right now, though? Who's president? Hey,
dude. Right, who's president right now, dude?
He did that.
The guy right that came in to clean up his bullshit.
He did that.
He did that, dude.
If I shit on the floor and then bring in a janitor and say the janitor shit on the floor, it's not really fair, is it?
Don't tease me with a good time. Maybe the janitor shit my pants last night.
I mean, if you step into a room and you see a janitor standing over a turd, he's like, oh, then you just probably assume that that janitor took that big old shit.
I don't think I've ever seen Joe Biden next to anything and not go, oh. So I voted for him. Shut up. I'll vote for him again if I have to. Everybody leave me alone. I'm not having political discussions. And I'll do it again. Because he'll be 1,000 by then. And that fucking seems like a good idea. We just keep letting old people be in charge of the young world.
1,000 what?
Honestly, damn. I'm surprised that they're both still alive.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, if you run on hate, you'll live forever. RIP and anybody.
That's true.
They've got to be pumping him with like electrolytes and all sorts of weird shit, right?
They definitely did that to Trump. They definitely did that to Trump when he almost fucking died of COVID.
Yeah.
Pumped him full of all sorts of shit.
Nuts.
They just fed him a bunch of chestnuts and they were like all this protein and healthy fats. Yeah, I'm a firm believer that they've got him just like, I don't even think it's a conspiracy thing. It's just old people shit. Like I saw all the pills my grandma was on and she was like his age. It's so much shit. You got to go to the doctor to get your fluids changed. Your oils. They got to substitute all your tonics, all that kind of shit.
But at the same time, I think it's funny because Trump is very
18 months younger than him.
He's a known germaphobe, and that's one of the reasons he likes fast food is that it's all like packaged and he knows where it comes from and stuff. And
no, he does. He doesn't know where it comes from.
But from his point of view, like it's
God, man.
He trusts fast food, so dude, he likes
6'2", 215. 6'2", 215.
Fucking yoked.
6'2", 215.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. 3 inches
solid
taller
numbers.
3 inches taller than me. 45 pounds heavier. Get out of here. Suck my dick, Donald Trump. I said it.
Donald Dump.
I'd let him too. And I'd be like, that's right.
You want to shut up?
There's zero chance that those numbers are right.
No, my favorite thing going on the internet that week was like they had that fact in like his face, and then they were posting like professional football players who were like jack dudes who were 215, 6'2". Oh man, let's get the show going, boys. Tristan, I think I cut you off earlier. You were going to say something, and I'm just trying not to talk about it because I don't want you to get sad.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. But no, I mean, that's all. Because it's important. It happened to me, and it's important, and therefore it's important. I don't hide anything on the show, never have. So we had to put Rico down about week ago today. Oh, well, a week ago tomorrow, I guess. He had an embolism.
So that's okay. I saw your text, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
Awake so all the way.
He had a blood clot from his heart to his lung, and it ended up causing, they think that it ended up causing part of his lung to collapse. And so he had a rough last day. But
he had an incredible years before that, man.
Yeah. So I've just been dealing with that. So that's why I appreciate you coming up today. So even though you're
sick, mention it, just know that you owe me one. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But no, it's been getting incrementally better, and I'm sure each day is going to be different. But you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm sure that there's going to be moments, but I'm not as debilitated as the first couple of days. Still kind of rough, but
yeah,
feeling better.
Well, I especially love you,
just
buddy.
Like knowing, I appreciate that. Like my whole thing, and I talked to you all about it. One of the big things was not knowing whether or not if there was anything else that I could have done to help fix it, to do anything, if I had done the right things. And
of course you did.
According to the head of the medical department who called me yesterday, because I was requesting just to follow up, just mm-hmm. to walk me through it, because it was 2 a.m. when it all was happening. She was like, yeah, I mean, once he was presenting symptoms, it was like it was a done deal and there was nothing that could happen. So
so just old dog problems.
Well, it just once the embolism happened with him being as old as he is, she was like, I've never seen a dog come back from that. It's not something that you could have fixed.
Yeah.
Which was good, because like it wasn't a long time, but it was like 2 hours or so of me debating what to do or trying to find a place to take him, because it was on Sunday. Yeah. And so the only option was to go out of the county to go to Lexington, and go to emergency services, which I was really hoping not to have to do. But so that, I was in my head about that for a while, not knowing if that made the difference or not. And no, it wouldn't have. So, but no, that's what's been happening with me. And then, so it was like a 1-2 thing of getting the car, which is a very good thing and needed to happen. And then literally the next day, waking up to that, the poor buddy just not able to breathe properly. And it's weird, because like if I didn't get the car, I wouldn't have been able to take him. I literally wouldn't have been able to get to Lexington. And my parents weren't able to help me because they were going to a funeral that day. But because I did get the car, the emergency services wiped out the rest of my bank account. It was, so we're kind of trying to adjust my, I guess, spending for right now to try to recoup some of my funds.
Yeah, but it's money. Expensive. Yeah, dude. The emergency vets are. When Emily's cat was going through a lot of stuff, there was a couple visits there where I was just like, I'm happy that you're in a financial position to be able to take care of this, because there's no way that I would be able to do what she was doing at the rate she was doing it. But again, it's one of those things where, like, if you have the money, it's almost never a second guess, right? It's almost like, sure, absolutely, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, with the car and everything, I had what I thought was a decent cushion to like spring back from, like some just in case money. But they were initially trying to charge me $2,400 bucks for all that stuff with Rico, but I was able to get them to come down to about 2,000. But still,
it's a lot. It's a lot, but fourth.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't about the money. It was just another stressor because it was putting me so close to zero, and not being able to take care of anything. But now I'm starting to feel a bit better.
That helps my heart, because me and Emily we've been worrying about you, man.
Oh, well, that's sweet. No, and that's one of the things that's been very nice, is that I've been smothered in love from friends and family.
I bet you've hated that.
I mean, it's nice. It's nice to hear. I do appreciate it. It does make me feel like a baby, because
why?
Because I know of other friends who have had to go through the same thing, and they've not reached out like that.
Everybody deals in their own way, man. So for point of reference, Tristan, when I had to put Fuzzy Boots down, I had people messaging me going, like, we're doing like wellness checks.
Mm-hmm.
They were like afraid I was going to do something. And like, all kidding aside, like, if I hadn't had Calypso, I don't know that I would.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was distraught. Like, I was a mess. I was a mess. So like, when people reach out, like, it, take it, man. We care about you, dude.
No, for sure. And you know, we reached out too when that was happening, but you weren't really reaching out.
No.
And that's kind of where I'm at, is like, it's hard to toe that line of like not wanting to feel attention seeking, but like at the same time, it helps me to talk about all that stuff and process it.
I know. I turned my phone off and was just kind of like, I turned my phone off and I told Emily, if you need, or I kept my phone, I turned it to silent and like put everything on do not disturb except calls from my mom and Emily. That was it. Which I think I would love to do that.
Are you mix and matching drinks over there? I've seen you with two different bottles.
So this one just has water in it. But then I've got like my hydration like thing over here, and it's too sweet right now because of my taste buds are all fucked up because of my stomach. So I'm cutting it with water. Because I need my vitamins and hydrations, but I also just need to be sipping on water constantly.
Did Robert ever give you any of that? Herb or whatever that you put on your tongue that blocks your sweet receptors?
Rob's never given me anything but the giggles.
I tried that.
It's just a little powder or herb or something that you put on your tongue, and it blocks all your sweet receptors. And so then if you put something sweet in your mouth after that, it just tastes like sand, or it tastes like nothing.
Oh no, I had the opposite. I had the one that's like a berry extract. It makes everything taste sweet.
MSG?
This is the exact funny. Opposite. It's like something, I guess you could use it to like get yourself to stop craving sweet things by making it taste like crap.
Man, I played in a band with a guy whose name I will not mention. Because I don't know if he listens and I don't want to blow up his spot, but he was trying to lose weight. So he would put that stuff you put on kids' hands so they don't bite their nails. He'd put that on his fingertips so that if he tried to eat, he would just smell that and then not be hungry anymore.
I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, there's like this shit. There's like this. So you can get it at like Walgreens, like the shit you can put on. It's to keep like babies from like sucking their thumb, or like to keep kids from biting their nails. It's just this like coating that you can put on your hands that like when it gets too close to your mouth, you can smell it, and it just makes.
I mean, I know that they have that for animals. I didn't know they had that for people.
For all I know, that's what he's using it for. He got animal stuff.
Because I used to bite my nails when I was a kid. Instead of trying to fix the anxiety, my parents did that.
Do you remember what it was?
No, but I mean, it was just really bitter. It was like a fingernail polish.
Your parents just like, painted your nails.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they call it. They call it a bitterant.
Yeah, like bitter barrier.
They put a bitterant on Nintendo Switch games so the kids will put them in their mouths.
Didn't stop me.
Never will.
I had one earlier.
Hey, can we talk about this young dick?
You talking about the story about the young dick? You
always
about this,
yes.
This young dick.
Tristan. You got I'm a new 38. Young dick?
I'm 38.
Well, on a global...
How old's your dick?
How old's your dick, though?
15 years younger.
I got the dick of a two-year-old.
That's cool. I got my mom's dick. I always say that. Very funny joke.
That's good.
Hey, so you guys, I didn't read the story. Like you guys go into this, please, please.
I mean, we might have talked about this guy before.
We haven't.
I know that I have in my circles, but like
you love dick.
No, this guy. The current story is that this guy is claiming to do all these controversial is the word they used, I guess, medical treatments for his dick.
Controversial.
To make his dick younger, which I don't know why nobody's questioning how he's measuring that.
Why are you just your... So give me some more background.
Centimeters, probably.
Because he's got to be doing other stuff. He didn't start it like, you know what? I need to have a younger dick. Like there has to be some...
No, he started it. It's stealing his son's blood.
Okay, see, there's this... Why aren't we talking about that? What?
Yeah, this is the same guy who is
this claiming... some Moloch shit? Are they sacrificing the son to Moloch to get harvest his blood?
It's all been a youth vampire thing.
And so like, what end?
Because I think he's just afraid of dying.
No, he's gonna live forever though.
Nick, you gotta get on the microphone, man. I can't hear you.
He wanted to. This whole thing started out with him wanting to do like these youth treatment things to like make him younger. I think he was like claiming to be like having the physiology of like a 20, 25 year old when he's like 40. But he was doing blood therapy treatments where he was like literally taking the blood of his 18 year old son and putting it like into himself.
Yeah, and if it works in mice, obviously it'll work in humans, right? So no question.
Just doing blood transfusions with his son, which amazing that that's not like child abuse or something.
Well, the kid's an adult, so
I mean, yeah, but like I have a feeling that this weird shit probably didn't just start when he turned.
What a weird way to spend your 18th birthday! Happy birthday! Give me your blood.
Okay, Dad. I just like that we spend time together.
Yeah. Give me your blood. Shut up. More blood.
Kid's always tired.
What? The kid's diet is just chocolate chip cookies.
Dad's just bursting at the seams with blood.
I don't understand what doctor is going to be like. Loses. Okay.
His dad would probably lose his shit if he saw him eating junk. You know that's got to go with me.
Oh, gross.
What's his dad do with the old blood?
He gives it to the poor, I guess. I don't know.
No, the old blood. Well, that's what you got to be afraid of.
Fear the old blood.
Fear the old blood.
Don't invoke Bloodborne if you're not willing to play it.
Oh, God, dude.
I ask a question?
Absolutely. I can't think of anything I want you to do more.
Why does he want his dick to be younger than the rest of his body? Or am I misunderstanding? So, because I didn't read it.
I didn't want to read it.
I listened to it on an audiobook.
I was going to start screaming if I read it.
I didn't read the article. I just saw the bullet.
Oh, great. Cool. Real informative episode, guys.
It's more informative than what you got, which is
nothing. No, I was joking. It's the whole point of the show is we see a headline and we speculate what we think it is about. We all get real mad about it.
We add dicks into the story if they're not already there.
Yeah. Why? I just don't like what doctor can you? This has got to be like one of those like rich people spa type shits where like there's a guy who's a doctor who's there for like, hey, it's like that thing I see where like occasionally Bert Kreischer will come across my Instagram feed of like things I should look at. And there's like always ones of like him just getting an IV.
This with, is like beyond, vitamin B supplements. And this is like, beyond a spa treatment though. This is literal. Like millionaire youth vampire, I'm going to bathe in your blood
type stuff. No. I'm going to be with your blood.
I mean, it is very much in the same vein, no pun intended, as what was her name? Bathory or whatever, who would literally slit the throats of virgins and bathe in their blood for the purpose of maintaining youth and beauty.
Sure.
It's the same shit.
Yeah. But it's Dathory. Because it's dad. Cool.
He's going around snatching bloods from people.
Give me your blood, little boy. Can you imagine being that kid, though, for one?
Technically.
I'd be asleep.
Being that kid's friend and then, like, not constantly roasting him for agreeing to give his dad blood.
Technically, that blood is half his dad's.
That's true. That is true.
So he only had to give him half.
Just give me half.
He was asking for a lot more.
Yeah. Just give me half 50, your blood.
50.
You keep your bitch mom's blood in your bitch body, boy. I don't want it.
Do you think they swap bloods?
And then...
Because everyone has the perfect amount of blood.
And then how do you...
That's not true. Mine's always coming out of my nose.
Then how do you... And also, how do you not roast that kid if you're his friend for... Hey, how's your dad's dick doing?
Yeah. How's your dad's young dick?
Like, I don't know how you don't bring that up every day.
Also, if you're 50 or whatever this guy is, and you're claiming to have like a 19-year-old dick, you're showing it off.
Well, I mean,
I've seen 50-year-old dicks.
I thought you were gonna say I've
thousands of them, and I've seen a couple 19-year-old dicks. I could tell the difference.
I just don't know.
Less rugged.
What units of measurement?
An old dick looks like a saddle.
I don't know what units of measurement he's using to verify
penis meters.
Well, if he goes too far, it'll be centimeters instead of inches.
Got him.
So the bullet point to this is
what gold. About his balls? Does he have a young dick and old nuts? Because that's not fun to look at.
Where do you end?
The shaft. The root. Taint.
The shaft.
Brian Johnson wears a small device on his
penis. The lead singer of AC/DC.
You wanted information. This is exactly the information right here. He wears a small device on his penis every night, undergoes shockwave therapy on his penis to improve erection length. And then he says his penis is 15 years younger, but is yet to reach his goal.
What's his goal?
You don't know.
Dude. If it makes your dick longer, then that's not going to work because the thing is, it's like a capsule, right? So like it can only grow, the thing can only grow the mass it can acquire or it can contain. So like,
I mean, there's things that can be done. I mean,
obviously that's what this guy said.
And there's also temporary things that can be done. I mean, that's the whole point of penis.
Get pumps. Hard.
Yeah, man. Just tie a weight to it.
No, penis pumps completely engorges the penis and,
hey,
and
dude, slow down,
increases slow down. Length and girth. Oof. But you're also strapping a vacuum to your cock.
Hey.
I have a question. What's the most you guys would be willing to pay to make your dick longer?
$20.
$15.
$20. It's easier for me to get 20 than 15. That's why. If I can't go to an ATM and get $15. I can go to an ATM and get $20. At this point, it's just what's the easiest way to do it.
I can write a check for whatever.
No, you can't. It's 2023. You're not writing checks, Grandma Tristan. Fucking stop it with that shit.
I can write a check for $13.72 if I wanted to.
Yeah, and they'd be like, we don't take these because we're a business of modern times. This isn't a prairie doctor. Get out of here with your check.
This is a place
I owe you.
This is a place that's promising to grow my dick. I'm pretty sure they'll take a check.
I bet you they won't. They probably take like Cash App or you got like tap your phone or some shit. I bet they don't take checks.
But who cares? Who gives a shit? What?
Who's he trying to impress?
What are you going to do with it?
Probably women.
I doubt it.
How many?
Three? I don't know.
But I mean, how much?
That's
like, how much
ROI.
Of your life do you spend sleeping? I would spend like $100,000 to improve sleep if I was this dude. I would spend if I'm this guy, if I had this much money, I'd spend $1 million to improve my sleep. I'd spend 8 hours a day doing it. How much time do you spend fucking? And even having a longer dick doesn't make it feel better.
You're also comfortable with your wiener, and it sounds like he's not.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting to.
If he's
this.
Not, it's not going to fix the problem. He needs
like I was. That's what I was kind of like leaning into. Of like, so is this just a weird way this guy talking about how his dick sucks? And like he's trying to body dysmorphia. He's trying to like Elon Musk it is just kind of like, I know I have a problem, but I'll make it better by throwing money at it. Like, is that like, is he just.
And taking my son's blood.
Give me your blood. What is that? Like, see,
Elon Musk might be able to live forever for doing that. He's got like 30 kids.
That's because he's a population.
30 blood.
He's a population guy. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. He's one of those guys. Yeah. He's a populist. He thinks his
DNA is the best. A whole other thing.
That's insane.
Wiverful.
That's some fucking that's some Duggar shit right there.
It's the themes of white genocide that is really the problem. With his whole population thing is also
being afraid of
the populations of the right types of
the
people.
Great displacement.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with it, don't look it up. It's a
no, you should, but only on YouTube.
Not on YouTube. Fuck you. We're not gonna have people go.
No, get out there, do your own research.
You know what? If you're dummy enough to go do it, and then you
if you're dummy enough to go do it,
yeah,
I said are it. You dummy enough?
then you weren't a fan of the show in the first.
That's it. That's the name.
Are you dummy enough?
But yeah, because then that shit just gets into real Nazi territory.
Well, I mean, it just gets into like eugenics.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, there was eugenics before there was Nazism.
Eugenics gets a bad
rap. I was making a joke.
Oh, yeah. We talked about eugenics before. I don't think I'm like total 100% against it, but I think they should
kill me.
I don't. But my problem with it is I don't think someone should be. My problem is like I understand the idea of like wanting to have like the best people around, but then where it falls apart immediately, it's just like communism. It sounds cool, but as soon as you think about how you'd have to do it, it's like, ah, fuck. It's like eugenics, like we could find a way to just make everybody the best of what they are. Awesome. But then you also have someone has to be in charge of deciding what's best. And that's where it becomes an issue.
I could do it.
There's a whole lot of problems with it.
Sign Nick up. He's got it.
There's a whole lot of problems with it.
Because it's never Gattaca. It's always Nazism.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no even-handed way to do that.
No. But it does, but like if you hear about what is it? We could just breed humans to be the best version of a human. That's awesome. Oh, but then when you're like,
what happens when they're not? Oh.
Oh, we throw them in a fire.
Oh.
We put them on an island and you put video cameras on there and it becomes a TV show. Or as I call it, Big Brother. What's up, guys? We're having a good time.
I have a thought.
All right. Nick, so I was joking. You're not gonna make eugenics good.
No, let him try.
No. Listen, I was joking when I said it gets a bad rap.
There are no bad ideas. Just Tristan shitting on stuff.
But
fuck me, right? I'm just gonna I'll be the naysayer to be eugenics.
There are no bad ideas. Tristan just being a negative Nancy.
But I think one could make the argument that we already practice eugenics. Like you can terminate a fetus if it's going to have some kind of severe,
Depending on the state.
Depending on the state, yeah. But let's not just follow my point here. There are lots of countries that do that. And a lot of doctors devote their lives to trying to solve genetic disorders and prevent them from happening again. That's eugenics.
No, that's not eugenics. Those are personal choices that individuals make. Eugenics is talking about an actual implementation of
sweeping from a
government.
Eugenics is like a checklist of like, does the baby hit these things?
No,
they do.
But
born them.
The goal of eugenics
wearing glasses
is
not eugenics.
The goal of eugenics. No, wearing glasses is not. But if we figure out a way to prevent bad vision and the doctor to prevent bad vision and there is a solution to that and we implement it, that is eugenics. We're eliminating malgenics.
Eugenics is it's government control. It's not individual choices that people make.
Let's look it up on YouTube.
Right. I don't think that's true. Okay.
We're gonna look it up on YouTube. I'll look up eugenics. I don't give a shit. I've looked up weirder shit.
What the fuck are you doing on YouTube? Just look it up.
I'm gonna look up what's eugenics.
Listen on Audible. It's a set of beliefs and practices that aim to improve the genetic quality of the human population.
Of the human population as a whole. When you're doing that to, because you don't want your kid to have Down syndrome or something, that's not something you're doing for the human population. It's something you're doing for yourself.
Well, I mean, everything, every movement,
but yourself is part of the human population.
That's not why you're doing it, though. I fundamentally disagree with the premise. I don't think it's eugenics. I think that there's
I don't want to argue with you guys.
Okay. Create solving the problem is not eugenics, but when people inevitably execute it, which they will, and you reduce the number of bad genes, then that is eugenics.
Right. But what Tristan and I are saying is we don't want there to be an entity or a body that decides like a checklist of a human has to have these things to allow to be born into society.
Yeah, but the definition doesn't say anything about
Right. I know. You're talking about the definition of it. And Tristan and I are talking about the implementation and or practice of it by a governing body.
Well,
that's not eugenics.
It is, though. They would be basing it off eugenics.
That's execution of eugenics.
Right. I'm against that.
So that's eugenics. Yeah.
No, it's not. Eugenics is the theory behind what people. It's the motivation or the philosophy behind the thing, whatever it is you're talking about.
Plato, who used to put his dick between the backs of knees of children, suggested that applying principles of selective breeding to humans around 400 BC. So, I mean, if he suggested it, how come that never gets done? We're always canceled. That's the problem with cancel. Let's have a funny bit. That's the problem with cancel culture. Everyone's canceling new people. How about we start canceling old people?
All those
philosophers everybody's like cool with, all of them had little children butt slaves. But they didn't fuck their butts, they fucked their knees. That's a real thing. Do you guys know that?
What is it? Interfemoral sex?
Yeah, they would just fuck their butt. They would like fuck their thighs.
That's neat.
Greatest Generation my ass, you know what I mean?
I didn't know about the
knee thing.
Yeah, they would like close their legs together and then just like make them like jack them off with their thighs.
Everybody does that.
They don't.
With their thighs or their knees?
Like they had all sorts of, they would like fuck like pits, knees, anything that could be like put together and be kind of like a pussy.
Knees to thighs.
Yeah.
Head to toe.
Dick to knees.
Covered knees.
Dick to sneeze. I'm a real knee man. I'm all tits and knees, boys. Let's get back to this guy who's doing the shit. Does he do other things to his body besides just like blood and dick stuff?
I don't know. I mean,
what's his face look like? Is his face all carved up?
Look at your fucking text messages.
Oh my God. Be on my phone on the show.
He's worried about the age of his dick and also one of his fingers.
That was part of the reason I didn't read the article is because I'd already read up on him before when he was just doing blood transfusions and stuff.
He is a biohacker? That's what he calls himself.
What's his name?
I just googled man young penis and I shouldn't have done that.
No, YouTube.
Brian Johnson or something.
I mean, Johnson and dick stuff, it's a little on the nose.
Yeah, Brian Johnson. Again, there's still no mention of the metrics being used to determine how this is working.
Yeah, I don't...
Hold you. Link.
I bet this guy sucks to talk to.
Yeah.
I bet he's like the kind of guy like you don't want to get stuck. Like,
no, because he'll be He'll just be looking at your vasculature and like... checking your color and seeing if you've got good blood.
I just
sniffing you.
What woman or man?
He is
what
he is
other
unfortunate
person,
looking.
What other person sees this guy and is like, oh God, I want that weird dick? There's someone for everybody. I don't know why I haven't asked that. Does he do CRISPR? Do you guys know about CRISPR?
Gene editing?
Yeah, thing? I was going to watch a Netflix documentary, but I made it about 5 minutes in and started screaming, and Emily made me turn it off.
Genetic Photoshop.
I was like, everyone in here should be beaten up. That's all I kept telling. I was like, someone should beat these people up. Like, everyone in here deserves to get beaten up.
Why?
Because I hate that shit.
I don't know a whole lot about CRISPR. It's been like years since
I'm going to say something, and I know it sounds read an audiobook shitty. About it. It's not a good idea. I know it makes me sound like an asshole. I think everybody should get bullied a little bit.
Wait, what are
about
we talking about
this,
the same thing?
Though, specifically. Mm-hmm.
I think if those kids got bullied enough, they'd stop doing that weird shit.
What?
Like, nobody stepped in to be like, this is fucking stupid. Stop fucking doing this.
Wait, tell me what you're talking about.
CRISPR, those kids who like, I'm going to make it so I have an RFID thing in my arm and I can turn my phone on with that and I can control all the temperatures in my house with this kind of shit. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
You're talking about biohacking.
Yeah, biohacking. Is that what CRISPR is?
That's the same thing.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, I'm going back. Well, biohacking then. I think all biohackers should get beaten up.
CRISPR is literally gene editing.
Oh, like, okay. Well, no, it's not what I
was. Where you can make modifications to your genes.
Yeah, you cut them, roll up the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're talking about body modification.
Biohacking specifically.
None of those dudes are smart enough to do CRISPR. I don't even know. Is there anyone smart enough to do CRISPR? Have we done it yet? Or is
I'll
it
do
just
it. I think. I think they're still trying. But
I saw something where like some guy was like, yeah, I can unlock my car. I can unlock my house. I can do all this kind of stuff by waving my hand in front of it. I'm just like,
I mean,
get a hobby.
It's kind of cool.
That is their hobby. I mean, it's the same kinds of people that like having meat hooks in them. So it's like,
I mean, we talked about how that makes me very upset.
Hard.
No, I hate that shit. Nothing about it makes any sense to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, more power to them, I guess.
No, take the power away from them. Stop doing it. You're gross.
Fight the power.
What happened? What happened to the 2020 not yucking people's yums?
That was 3 years ago. I've changed. Stop being weird. Well, that's my new thing. Quit being weird. You're being weird and you're weirding everybody out. Stop it.
Okay, wheel me away. As
what
just,
better? I'm gonna go put on my khakis.
As he's just, Beetlejuice hanging from the ceiling.
I think it comes
away.
From like me accidentally walking in on that and not knowing that's what was going on one night at the Muse and just being completely disgusted by it.
Story time.
Oh, I don't even see the harness. Oh.
Yeah, it was. Bands had like finished playing and we were just like, went to a show at the Muse. We were all hanging out and like the Muse was not always on the up and up with what they allowed to happen there. And I mean, like, I don't think you can just have one of those shows there. I think there's like, there might be regulations. I don't fucking know. But this was like in 2004. Like some show was over and we're all just hanging out in the lobby and outside. And I had to go find somebody who was leaving, like someone who rode with us, we were going to leave, so I had to go find them. And like, I walked into like the venue area, like where the bands play and the stage and everything. And there was just like two people hanging from hooks. And I just was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck's happening? And then I ran out.
I feel like that works until it doesn't.
I was upset by it. And like, I can't get it out of my head. Like, it's something I'll never unsee, and I wish I could because it was so fucking gross.
Yeah, that's...
I don't even like talking about it.
Yeah, I don't... I just wouldn't want to be there
fucking
for,
dorky.
For a failure. Like a skin tension failure.
Just imagine Nick walking in and seeing that, then walking back in the room. He's like, see those fucking dorks back there doing?
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not. I think that shit sucks. Stop being weird.
I say do whatever makes you happy.
No.
Yes. It's not like I have to watch it. Mm-mm. You don't have to watch it.
Stop it.
Mind your business.
No, eventually I'm going to have to hear about it. Don't do it.
No, mind your business.
I am minding my own business. You should mind yours by not being so weird.
I'm fine with them doing it, but they're fucking dorks.
I'm calling the cops.
I would never do that. I think that there's serious problems with that, but you know, I'm not gonna be anybody's nanny.
2024, no more. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna be intolerant as shit next year. Just gonna have zero patience, Patrick. 2024 is the year of no more.
Oh well, it's not so much a change as a return. So.
Oh boy, that's a mean.
I feel like you've said this every year and have consistently delivered.
Thanks, man. This is the year I embrace racism.
This year?
Fuck you.
He said embrace.
I'm not racist. If you want to call me, what's the word for guys? People who think guys are better? What's that?
Boycist.
What'd you say?
Boycist.
No, Tristan. Los Angeles. What are you whispering over there?
Me?
Yeah, you're whispering something.
Just said misogynist.
There you go. Yeah, I get accused of being misogynist constantly.
I went to one.
How'd it go?
When I had a pinched nerve.
Yeah. You got a deep tissue massage from a misogynist?
Mm-hmm. That was fine. It was good. I don't think
I got sick after mine. That's a thing. Do you guys know that?
First couple times I did,
yeah.
I felt like I was drugged. I felt like somebody slipped me a Mickey.
You wake up the next day feeling like you got the flu.
So you got misogynists and chiropractors.
That's good.
Hang it up, boys. That's it. We're at the time. I got to go because I'm going to shit and puke. I've been holding in the puke for a bit.
Do it. Do it on camera, live.
No,
tweet it.
No, absolutely.
Is that what that is?
No, dude. I joke that like I don't like people to ever see me eating an ice cream in a cone. And I don't want to see people see me brushing my teeth. I don't want to see people see me puking.
What's the ice cream?
Because I look like I'm just sucking a dick in the most succulent way. Like
I
do everything
you
I
can. All those things.
I look
ice
like I'm not
delicious.
I know, but like I don't like doing it in public because I'm like
getting in on it.
I don't want to spill any.
Yeah.
Like I'm.
Yeah, boy, get it.
Because I don't like getting anything on my hands. I hate having my hands dirty. Call that what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I brush my teeth, passionate. I'm the same way. When I brush my teeth, I'm like, oh.
I mean that's a bit different. I don't know about that, but
I brush my tongue till I gag, and Emily thinks it's hilarious.
And I mean, how do you shit?
Shit till I puke, dude.
I don't think you should be ashamed. Eat your ice cream in public.
No.
Yeah.
Don't worry about people like you saying, "Hey, don't do that. That's weird."
Don't worry about people like me being like, I'm just afraid like I'm turning dudes on. They're like, "Man, I bet that guy could suck a mean dick."
Wouldn't that impress you? Like, wouldn't that make you feel good if you did?
Yeah, that's what I want people to look at me when they see me. You know what?
God
knows
that
guy could suck a mean dick.
I don't know. I mean, all I'm saying is that you were clearly jealous when you weren't the center of attention when certain things were discussed. So
what are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing.
No. I just found it upsetting that you didn't think I was attractive. That kind of hurt my feelings.
So I'm just saying, why wouldn't you? Why would you care?
No, it just kind of hurt my feelings that you were like, you couldn't even recognize me as an attractive male.
I think he said he wasn't attracted to you.
No, you said you are
that is what I said.
Butt ugly dungeon boy, and I don't want to look at your fucking drowned looking face, you bloated pig. That's what you said to me.
I love you. I don't find you attractive.
I love you. That's like when Emily tells her friends. No, that's like when Emily says, he's funny. I'm like, you're just telling them I'm ugly.
I'm sorry. He's really funny.
Yeah,
he has a good personality.
Yeah, just like when you know, your friends are dating someone who, you know, maybe floating around like a five or a six, you know, wink, 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 wink. But you meet him and you're like, yo, she's rad. And then you find out it's like, oh, she also like does crazy bedroom stuff. And you're like, I get it, bro. I get it, bro.
All I'm trying to do is encourage you to eat ice cream in public without worrying about what people like you think about it.
No, it's just like, I'm afraid. I don't want to, like, I'm not a cocktail.
You're afraid of turning people on by accident.
I'm afraid of just people are going to be like, God damn. God damn, I got a boner on the Hogwarts Express now because this dude's fucking just chugging down that pistachio ice cream.
I want it. Gimmit.
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 That's the end of the episode. Gimmit. Put that in the text chain. Put that in the text. Not the, not the, not the, not the, not the, not the Slack or the Zoom. Put it in the text chain. Gimmit.
Gimmit.
I want it. Gimmit. all right. I have to throw up. Nick, do the thing so I can go puke.
Knight Riders and Boogum Boys unite and witness us. Born ugly, raised stupid, we give you
permission.
10 years of casting, dreaming about detectives, learning about our bodies with everyone, answering bad questions, giving worse advice, talking shit about shit that everyone likes, 'cause we are through. Tristan.